It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with, Mark Jones. I've got Paul Dehaney and I've got Jim Johnson to work through the weekend's fixtures and other bits and pieces that come up. As callers, I've got Dom Farrell to talk about Manchester City, James Roach to talk about Bournemouth, Alex Hurst on Newcastle United and Rich Hobbs on Wolverhampton Wanderers. That's all to come. But first, at 12:30, we'll just do them in order as we always do. Forest play Brighton at 12:30. And Mark Jones, it's become one of those where everyone needs a result in a bit of a funny way. Forest, if they are going to be able to continue to keep up the pace that they've set themselves so far, I think they could do with getting the points. But Brighton's season, in a really funny way, for a side that 2 months ago felt much vaunted, who actually haven't lost that many games of football in all competitions, who haven't lost a bad one, who haven't lost heavily, I don't think, at any point. In a really weird way, the season feels like it could just go out like a wet firework at this stage for Brighton.
Yeah, I think if you'd have said at the start of the season that there's 10 points between these teams coming into this game, you'd have thought, Brighton are having a decent season, sort of staying ahead of the Forest side, you might be in mid-table. So it's been a strange one for Brighton because they draw a lot. And I think it's 10 draws in the league they've had so far. I actually remember this game quite vividly earlier in the season. It was 2-2 at Brighton. Forest took the leads. Brighton scored twice just before half time. And then Forest, in the way we've seen them all season, hit them on the counter attack in the second half and get an equaliser for 2-2. And I remember thinking then, you know, this Brighton side are going to have to show a fair bit more under this new manager who we were all a little bit, let's be honest, curious about, coming in at such a young age. But yeah, their season just seems to have kind of hit this sort of trough now where they...
It's a trough, not even an idea, you don't think they're bad. It just feels like it's all just become a bit muddy, a bit of a slog.
You could see the Everton result from a mile off, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could see that.
It was written in the stars, yeah.
Especially with the Moyes factor as well. And so, 10 points between them. If Forest were to win this one, then you don't want to say season over, but you want, you know, you're looking at, are they just sort of drifting towards the end of the season?
Before I bring the others in, we're recording this, and I want to be clear, I'm not quite sure if it's coming out tonight or on Thursday night or it's coming out on Friday morning, but either way, it's just off the news that a Saudi Arabian club have bid for Mitoma. And you can sort of see why they have. And what I mean by that is that It's a little bit like at the minute with Brighton being ninth, with them being, for instance, 6 points behind Bournemouth, 3 points behind Villa. Comfortable, obviously, with everything that's going on behind them. You can almost see why they might think, well, they might just choose to cash in on a lad who's in his late 20s. Because what are they playing for at this point? And you can see the thought process of, you might be able to get a bit of joy here for a really good player because, well, what else are we all about? So, and I think that is almost as telling as anything else.